Not so long ago, in a land close to home, a powerful heroine was patrolling the neighborhood as usual one night. Flying through the sky in a skin-tight midnight blue full bodysuit on the wind and creating lightning high in the sky to illuminate the streets below, she saw a man getting attacked by a gang of thugs. Flying down to stop the attack, she plucks the man from almost certain death, as he was outnumbered 12-1. After rounding up the gang and trapping them in an empty dumpster for the cops to pick up and finding security footage evidence for them, she takes the man back to her secret sanctum to tend to his wounds. The cure she uses is a very powerful ancient remedy. "You are lucky I came along when I did. You could have been killed," she said when he woke up to her cauterizing his gaping knife wound with her heat vision. He appreciatively replied, "Thanks for saving my life. I could never repay you for that." "Don't mention it. It's good to see that you didn't appear to get any nasty infection. You really shouldn't be out at this time of night. What were you doing anyway?" "Heading back home from my lab. I had a breakthrough discovery tonight about how to create a stable serum that could give people heightened, more accurate senses. Better vision, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. Nothing near to what you have, mind you. Just better than the natural senses mortal people are born with." "Do you think that's why you were attacked?" she asks as she finishes cauterizing the wound. "It's possible, I suppose. I think the fact that I don't want to charge an arm, a leg, and a foot for it is also irking some people. All anybody thinks about is how to make a whole heap of fast, easy money. I'm not against making money. It's not the..." He trails off as he passes out. Waking up dazed and confused an hour later, totally nude in a bed of pink satin sheets with a naked superheroine next to him, he questions, "What happened?" She looks at him and replies, "You were poisoned. The knife used to stab you was coated in a concentrated strychnine solution, and I was able to rapidly filter it out of your blood and save your life. I had to make sure you were out for long enough that you would be able to endure the ordeal. How do you feel now?" "A little weak, but surprisingly good," he replies, a little embarrassed at the hard-on he is suddenly realizing he has. "You seem to be doing very well. You were quite cold right after I finished removing the poison, and the best way to warm up a cold mortal is with body heat, so naturally, I had to strip down to hold your naked body next to mine to keep you from getting hypothermia," she says. He starts squirming away while saying, "I do apologize for the horny state I'm in now. It's been a while since a lady has been this naked and close to me. You probably have..." She cuts him off with, "Shh, baby, it's natural, and there is no apology necessary. Seeing how hard you are lets me know your heart is strong, blood flow is good, and you will make a full recovery. Since you were injured and need to take it easy, relax while I take care of you." "How so?" he asks with a hopeful shake and shaky voice. She looks at him with a loving smile and softly kisses him on the lips sweetly before saying, "I'm going to make love with you, sweet, silly, sexy mortal." While he is lying on his back, she straddles his thighs and cuddles him close to her while kissing him. She wraps her arms around his body and pulls him close. He kisses her back with a hungry passion that doesn't go unnoticed. As she caresses his body slowly and sensually, he lets his hands find their way around her strong body. While moaning in exuberance, her hand wraps around his hard cock and guides him to her entrance. He groans in pleasure. The feeling of her soft and tender touch is enticing and enrapturing in the sweetest way. She stops before his cock enters her pussy. You could have some possible side effects after you make love. Nothing to worry about, though, she says. What kind of side effects? He asks. Serious concern showing on his face. Well, she starts, I will definitely temporarily transfer my ability to quickly heal and also possibly my one allergy. You have an allergy? He asks in shock. Don't say anything to anyone about this, but yes, I am allergic to nickel. A little will be mildly irritating. Too much could actually kill me, she says. That's a very intimate detail to share. Thank you for trusting me with it. Also, what the hell? Nickel? Really? Something common and boring? He says while holding her lips. After a quick thought, he adds, that skin-tight full bodysuit makes more sense now, though. She slowly and sensually lowers herself onto his cock, and as he penetrates her, they both moan with delight and excitement as the sensations of sexual bliss are at the forefront of their minds. Your skin is looking especially good, covered in sweat too, sweetie. She coos back at him while rocking her hips and riding him, bringing them closer to orgasm. He rocks his hips faster, thrusting deeper into her pussy, while she rides him and squeezes his cock as she begins to orgasm. He soon follows with his own orgasm as he floods her pussy, painting her insides with his seed. His body spasms one last time before he is completely drained and spent. She lies next to him in a post-orgasmic cuddle, and knows by the way he orgasmed, he is completely healed and will most likely have her allergy too. She just hopes it won't be a possibly fatal allergy like she has. It should be easy enough to avoid, though, shouldn't it? So before you passed out, you said you didn't make the sensory-enhancing serum only for the money. Why else did you do that? She asks while snuggling close, caressing his skin and rubbing his back. He looks at her while rubbing her leg and holding her close and says, I have friends and family who are disabled or have life-threatening conditions and wanted to do something to make life better for them. I know I have the ability to do something good with the knowledge I have, and want anyone who needs whatever I help to develop to have access to it without having to get a prescription that is expensive. So the serum is all natural and will be marketed like vitamins, giving anyone who needs or wants it easy access. Speaking of easy access, she says with a wicked grin and lust in her eyes as she cuddles in close. You are actually getting hard again already. Are you sure you don't already have phenomenal sexual superpowers you are keeping secret?